Hello, this is Ryan Olke, teacher at Awakening in Life. I'm going to guide you through a meditation to help you find your voice through your emotions. During this meditation, you'll be writing a bit as you reflect. So you'll want to have something to write in, like a journal, or if you prefer, you can journal in a computer. If you need to grab something to write in, press pause and then come back when you're ready. In this meditation, I'm going to provide instructions on how to do this exercise with the intention for you to do this on your own in a deeper way beyond our time together now. In this practice, you'll bring awareness to the layers of emotion you experience. Our emotions are particularly rich with creative energy and content for us to work with in our art. The goal here is to give space for our emotions to clarify and understand what we feel more deeply. For the exercise, essentially, you are going to give voice to each emotion you identify and experience. First and probably easiest, I'm going to give you a quick example. Say I just started a new job. I might feel both excited and scared at the same time. On one hand, I'm excited about the new possibilities, and maybe I really love the new work I'm doing. On the other hand, maybe I'm worried about doing well or keeping the job. In this situation, I might experience a handful of different emotions, and I'm going to give each of those a name so they have a voice and tell you what each voice might be interested in. So there might be the achiever in me, and the achiever likes the feeling of accomplishing and getting results. The artist in me likes to create and really enjoys the creative process. Then there's the financial planner in me that really likes the salary I'm getting and wants to make sure that I keep the job. There also might be the protector, and the protector wants to keep me safe, particularly emotionally. Now, these are just four emotions or voices that can come up in a situation like this. There can be many more. But you can see that all of these emotions and voice are happening all at once. What we can do is take some time to journal and let each voice speak and even dialogue with one another. In doing so, we get to know ourselves and our own voice so much more clearly and deeply, and we free up some of the energy from confusion we might be experiencing or from going back and forth with these voices. What's really important here is to give space to our experiences and to let them be heard and felt in a curious, non-judgmental way as much as possible. This allows for a more easy, fluid expression and experience of our emotions. Now I'm going to guide you through this experience for yourself, and feel free to press pause as much as you need to reflect and write. Or you can listen all the way through and then give this exercise a try on your own. To begin, sit in a relaxed yet attentive posture. Bring your attention to your breath. Take a few slow, deep breaths, breathing in, breathing out. Breathing in, breathing out. Return to your breath at any moment as you need, whether to center or to calm your mind. So take a moment and reflect a little bit about what emotions you're experiencing right now. And it might be helpful to think about a particular situation that you're experiencing or dealing with right now in your life. Or perhaps there's a sort of emotional theme that's showing up in your life over and over in a lot of different situations. So it might be helpful to just imagine yourself in that situation or in those different situations where these emotional themes come up for you. And really just imagine that in your mind. And as you're imagining this situation or this theme, you'll start feeling all of the emotions come up. You'll start feeling sensations in your body. along with those emotions. And as you start feeling and witnessing these emotions, really take a look at the situation and your emotions like you would observe people in a room. You're just getting a sense of who's here, what emotions you're feeling. And now you're going to give a label to each emotion that you feel. It could be something simple like joy, grief, excitement, anger, confusion, enthusiasm, wonder. So it could be something simple like that, very simple, direct label for whatever you're experiencing. It also might be a little bit more complex or a little harder to label with something like joy or anger. It might feel a little bit more complex. And so some examples might be the achiever, the artist, protector, warrior, inner child, adventurer, hermit, lover. Whatever is coming up for you, just take a moment to give each of these voices or emotions a name and really rely on your intuition here. You don't have to judge what comes up. Whatever comes up for you that feels right, that helps you to start to see the different emotions and voices inside yourself, just go with that name and write it down. Don't worry about it being right or perfect. It just needs to feel true for you and help point you to that part and that voice in you. So do this for each of the emotions that you're feeling or each of the voices that you're feeling. Just write down the different names. And again, if you need to press pause, go ahead and do that, and then you can press play when you're ready to resume. Now you're going to let these voices speak as if they were their own person. Imagine giving them a microphone and all of your other feelings, voices, and you just listen for a moment. First, get to know that emotion or voice in you. You can do this by asking questions like, what does this voice look like? What does this voice sound like? What does this voice fear? What does this voice hope for? And going deeper, what's the wisdom this emotion might be trying to share with you? Let the feeling speak in however way it needs to and whatever it wants to say. Again, without judgment, as much as possible, and with great curiosity. Right now, you're just writing down the words that come up. You don't have to necessarily do anything about what you're writing. You're just being curious here. If you notice you're feeling closed down to a part of you, or judgmental of a voice in you, you can even give that closed down part or that judgmental part a name as well and invite it to speak and then just listen. Every voice and emotion you are experiencing right now is meaningful and has wisdom to share with you. And as you move through giving each voice its time to speak and to share, what you're trying to do is make sure that each voice has a fair turn, has ample space. And it could be possible that your different voices are going to go back and forth a little bit, almost like a dialogue emerges. And if that happens, then feel free to follow that and see what comes up. If at any point you become overwhelmed, you can simply return to your body and your breathing, taking a few deep breaths, breathing in, breathing out. Breathing in, breathing out. You can do this exercise for as long as it feels good. You can also come back to this spontaneously whenever it calls to you. I find sometimes I reach a very clear place after just one session. And sometimes it's a journey that unfolds over time through multiple sessions, even weeks or months. But every session is really meaningful and a lot is learned. When you finish a session of journaling in this way, I invite you to do a few things. First, write down any random insights about yourself and life that might have come up. Then, let the exercise go, and return to just watching your breath for a few minutes. Come back and center in yourself, and let it all go. In doing this exercise, you cultivate a curious, creative relationship with your emotional body, and you'll be able to take this clarity and newfound energy into your art as a further exploration or as an expression of your own emotional insights. Thank you for meditating with me today.